Okay, amigos, here we are once again, Rancho Alegre Radio, this time with an interview with Julian Fernandez of Los Texas Wranglers. Julian has definitely been a staple of the Rancho Alegre Conjunto Festival. Without him, it wouldn't have been possible, and they performed, 2 years in a row, and like I said, they will always be with us here at Rancho Alegre, and we're showing their support by doing this interview, and we're having a CD release party here at Rancho Alegre, and we hope everyone can join us March 2nd. Anyway, let's go ahead and get to know Julian and the guys, and let's take it away with this great interview on an Austin favorite. So hope you enjoy it, and be sure to check us out, RanchoAlegreTexas.com. Amigos, here we are at Rancho Alegre Radio once again with another great conjunto that we are interviewing, and this time it's Julian Fernandez of Los Texas Wranglers. They're out of Austin, Texas, and let's get to know a little bit of Julian, and we're here in his beautiful home. Julian, thank you for having us, man.
Well, Frank, thank you for inviting me to this great program and to your radio escuchas out there.
Thank you, sir.
I give you really lots of props for the success you've had with Rancho Alegre.
Thank you.
And the programs y'all put together.
And just in case people do not realize, of course, everyone knows about our Rancho Alegre Conjunto Festival, that 2013 will be our second annual. It wouldn't have happened without Julian, to where a lot of bands, y'all know about the story about the venues. A lot of venues closed their doors on us. Moose Lodge was happy to have us. Julian was more than happy to help us. And it wouldn't have happened without him. And just wanted to point that out. And muchas gracias once again, Julian, for you and the guys for being there for us.
Well, that I really appreciate, you giving us credit for that. But, it had to start with the idea. And you guys were the creator of the ideas. And I just, support Conjunto Music and the musicians. We have a special bond, especially in La Onda de Conjunto. And we needed to open up some doors here in Austin.
Yes, sir.
And you coming up with the idea of having this Conjunto Festival, what could I do but to jump on, and join this great, festival that invited a whole bunch of bands that wouldn't otherwise make it to Austin, Texas.
Very true. Very true. So let's go ahead and let's get to know Julian and see how much he'll let us in on. And let's start out with the question, when were you born, Julian?
I was born in January, a lot of years ago.
And many moons. and where exactly?
I was, actually, it's a funny story. I'm full of a lot of little funny stories. I was actually conceived in Chicago, Illinois. We were visiting family here in Austin, Texas, La Familia Limón, which there's about 3,000 of us here.
Oh, yeah.
My parents, they were visiting here, Austin. They were visiting La Familia. It was a Christmas break. And we stayed with family, and my mom started having contractions. So I was born in January.
Wow.
There's two good things about that, being born in January. It's I was born in Texas, in Austin, Texas. But at the time, I lived in Chicago. So you can almost say I was dual citizenship. I grew up my early years in Chicago.
Really?
And then since I had a Texas birth certificate, was the first one in my family to be born in Texas. The rest of them were born in Defiance, Ohio, and Chicago and all that. And I always kid this with my brothers and sisters that I'm the true Tejano in the family.
And what first got you into music?
Actually, I have my two grandparents, my grandfathers, they were in the music industry. My grandfather on my mom's side, Manuel Limon, he's a well-known musician. He was just inducted into the Austin Music Museum and the Music Memorial that, like they have the Walk of Fame in Hollywood.
Right.
Well, we have that here in Austin, but it's on the halls off of Lakeshore Boulevard.
Oh, okay.
And it's a very honorable thing because very little Hispanics. I think he's maybe the second or third one to be on there. And they have a lot of old rock and roll musicians and singer-songwriters of days gone, you know, that are on that Walk of Fame. And my grandfather, he was a musician. He played in Carnegie Hall. He wow. was a very great violin player. But he also loved conjunto music. He used to help out bands here in Austin. When they would come to Austin, like Perez Prado, right. My grandfather read music, so an arrangement. So Perez Prado would always hire him when he came by. And then he used to jam out with Salvador and Los Pavos Reales.
Oh, yeah.
When they used to come out here. He used to jam out with Los Alegres de Terán. Los Rancheritos de Topo Chico.
Wow.
So my grandfather, Limon, you know, I was all around that because when we moved from Chicago, I moved in with my grandfather, you know, because there was music and that caught my ear. And I didn't want to stay with my parents,
right,
you know.
Right.
That was too boring of a life. with seven brothers and sisters, you know, I wanted to you know, I loved the music.
Right.
You know, so I learned early, you know, that yeah. music was going to be my life. And then I also have my grandfather on the Fernandez side, which they're from Nuevo León. And my grandfather on the Fernandez side, Antonio, he played with a band that used to travel all through California through the United States, northern Mexico, southern Mexico. They were a very famed band in that time, back in the 40s, uh-huh. Late 30s and 40s. And they were called Los Montañeses del Alamo.
Okay.
They were considered like the start of norteño music, conjunto
okay.
music out there.
Right.
But back in those days, conjuntos actually didn't start off with acordeones. The first conjuntos were violin and even acompañados
right.
de guitarra.
Right.
You know, and then the accordion came in, you know, decades after that. But the first conjuntos, music, which were out to the piscas and stuff like that, not everybody had accordion. So violin was a very common instrument back in those days. And when my grandfather was a migrant worker, he was a migrant leader, and going out to Grand Rapids, Michigan, going out to up there to Traverse City, Michigan,
mm-hmm.
and all these places to go. Pick cherries and jalapenos and cucumbers and all that.
Oh,
tomates and they used to go gather around, you know, the campfires at night, and the guitarra and the violin, you know, was the type of music that they played.
Right.
You know, there wasn't too many lyrics back in those days, but there was a lot of stories that were being said through the music. You know, so that I picked up on that, you know, very early in life, también seeing, you know, the creation of the conjunto music.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's one of those incredible things that you just say, wow, did I live through that?
Right.
And I actually did, you know. I said, I used to eat raw tomatoes right off the vine, you know, over in Defiance, Ohio. You know, we used to pick the cherries in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
We would have our faces all red from eating cherries.
So you got sick, right?
Yeah.
Because I used to eat them until I got sick.
You know, so La Pizca is what we called it.
Right.
And you know, the music was part of our life. It was
yeah,
what
yeah.
put the real reality into the souls of the folks.
Would you agree that, you know, I had, that's one part that I had forgotten a little bit about, that the stories
yeah.
to music. Would you agree that probably a lot of the greatest standards in conjunto music or music in general
yeah.
came out of that, you know?
Oh, story, yeah, right? Yeah, the inspirations of that experience, you know? It's still very present in today's music.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like this new CD that I came out, I have a song that I wrote, and it was from my experience, you know, right. When I was picking, you know, the cherries and stuff like that. And one of the songs, it's called Lucerito, Lucerito, you know, and that's the first time that I ever saw a shooting star.
And
that was while we were camping out under the stars, you know. And back in those days, you know, there was no city lights,
right,
you know. It was pitch dark, and you could see those shining stars just going through the whole night, all over the skies.
Oh, yeah. It was a different time.
It was so beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I relate that Lucerito to, you know, on the song, you know, to a little boy and a little girl, and you know, that's what a lot of conjunto music songwriters,
right,
they go through that. I mean, we even go to as far as writing about El Chile, you know. We write about jalapenos. Write, you know, stuff that was very present in our lives, you know.
Right.
And a lot of people may think that's silly, that's crazy, and no. This is something that we took into our hearts, our souls.
Yeah.
This was what made us.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And you know, we had our fingernails dirty, you know, but you know what? When we sat down to eat, our fingernails were clean.
Right.
We woke up in the morning clean and bathed.
Right.
You know, it was just, you know, a thing, you know, right. that it was a common thing, you know, common practice.
And out of your brothers that you talked about, anybody else in the family, immediate family, musician?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that picture that's right by you, the widow on the right side, that's my little brother, Fast Freddy Fernandez. Okay. He has the hair salons here in Austin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He played the congas for one of my earlier bands. And then my little brother, my youngest brother, Hector, he played the güiro and trumpet.
Oh, okay.
And my sister Aniceta, we call her Annie, she sang, and she also played the güiro or the cowbell. She also played the drums. My other sister Isabel, she played the drums in high school with me, and she also plays the drum set.
Oh,
you
okay.
know, but none of them followed through with the music like I did.
Right, right.
You know, as far as my brothers and sisters.
Oh, really?
You know.
So, okay, as Julian just said, they have a new CD. That new CD is called Mi Canciones, and we'll be talking about that a little bit later on. But we're going to go and take a break, and we're going to play all of the music, past and present, of Julian Fernandez y su conjunto, Los Texas Wranglers. We'll be right back here on Rancho Alegre Radio.
We'll be right back.
back with Julian Fernandez here of Los Texas Wranglers. Julian, any other bands you were a part of before you hit up with the Wranglers?
Yeah, there's been a lot, man. there has been a lot. I've played in the Tejano industry. I've played with Shorty and the Corvettes back in the days when he first came out with the hit, La del Moño Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
He also had Un Ratito. I've done some stuff with Guti. I've done Rocky Hernandez, El Carnal de Little Joe. I've done many years with Alfonso Ramos y su orquesta.
Wow.
Alma Tejana, Paco Rodriguez. I've done Los Dominos with Domingo Reyes. I've done Sonora Royal, which was the Nash Hernandez Orchestra. That was the Latin music part of his orchestra. I've done Nash Hernandez y su orquesta. Gosh, who am I leaving out? There's been quite a bit. And then I've had my own, my conjunto, which was Invasión 78 back in the early 70s.
And even currently, not just a part of the Wranglers, the T-Birds?
Oh, yeah, Los T-Birds is my hardcore, puro conjunto band, and we use Los T-Birds on places where Los Texas Wranglers can't go play.
Right,
you know,
right.
The Los Texas Wranglers, we primarily do a lot of the rodeos, the state fairs, the county fairs, the weddings and anniversaries and stuff like that.
Right, right.
And when we want to get down and dirty, we do Los T-Birds.
And coming to the Texas Wranglers, man, do you remember your original lineup, who you started with and how it's evolved?
Well, actually, it's a real funny story, and I'm going to do it real short.
Not the one.
When Los Texas Wranglers came to be, I already had retired from the music. You know, Alfonso Ramos was the last band that I was playing with. No, I'll take it back. Rocky Hernandez, y Milagro Band. After New Year's of 1995, I stopped. I just didn't want to be on the road anymore. I wanted to focus on family. I had a little boy that I wanted to see grow up, not like my other three. You know, I was always on the road, missed all the birthdays, missed all the holidays, Christmas, right. New Year's Eve, Thanksgiving. We were always on the road.
Yeah.
And I swore I was going to be part of my, at least one of my son's life growing up. And unfortunately, I did that. However, this friend of mine, Roberto Cantu, the guy that wrote that song, Una Aventura, bueno, he was starting up a band. And we had Leonel Guerra, el primo hermano de Roberto Pulido, playing the accordion. Roberto was on the bajo sexto. And Amador Salazar, our singer right now, was on the bass. Bueno, and they approached me and they asked me if I would join the band, and I told them no. I said I was retired, but they asked me if I could help them rehearse so they can get music down while they look for a drummer. I told them sure, you know, I'll help you. You know, rehearsing, that's not taking that much time out of my life.
Right.
You know, I just didn't want to go on the road.
Right.
So you know, we practiced in the garage, in Roberto's garage, and you know, maybe a total of maybe three rehearsals. And then one of my cousins found out that I was rehearsing with his band. And they had a quinceañera that was coming up in Cotula. So he asked me, he says, hey, how much will your band charge, you know, to go to Cotula and perform? I said, well, first of all, it's not my band. Whereas the second of all, I don't know. I don't know what they charge. You know, I had nothing to do with that. So, you know, I went and asked Roberto, I says, you know, what would you charge to go play in Cotula? You know, and he says, well, you know, since, will you help us out on that gig since I don't have a drummer? And I said, yeah, well, yeah, it's family. When he said, well, you know what? Go ahead and charge him $500. you know, for quinceañera. I said, boy, this is, are we getting screwed or what? So, you know, I took it for that worth. I went back to my cousin. I told him it was going to be 800, you know, and rooms for the four guys. So, yeah, we got paid $800 and you know, we stayed there overnight. It went very well. It was a nice, you know, event and a lot of music. And, you know, we came home the next day. Well, by the time we got back, the primos that were in Cotula, when they got back, they said, hey, Julian's conjunto is good, man. You know, and word got back to me, you know, hey, man, I didn't know you had a conjunto. I said, I don't have a conjunto. I don't play in a conjunto. I just wanted to go do that one gig, you know, and it's, I just feel like it's like that old metaphor they say, they keep on dragging you back in, you know, and I felt that. And I told the guys, you know, in the band, I says, I don't want to, you know, sound, you know, bad, but you guys really need to get a drummer, man. I said, people are asking about you guys. And I said, by the way, what's the name of the conjunto? You know, they said, well, we don't have one, you know. And then one of my cousins, you know, that has a restaurant here in Austin, they wanted some conjunto music. They said, hey, well, invita el conjunto de Julián. I said, Julián ain't got no conjunto. You know, so así se quedó with the whole el conjunto de Julián. You know, and the, you know, the band leader at that time, Roberto Cantú, you know, he says, well, Julian, I hate to say this, man. He says, but, you know, we have no business sense. We don't have any experience in hiring out the band. And obviously you do. You know, he says, whether you want to or not, this is your conjunto. I said, no, Robert, I'm just here, you know, as a visitor. He said, no. He said, we talked it all over, and all of us, we decided that this is your conjunto. You know, and I said, well, what are we going to call our band? And he said, well, how about La Cura? I said, La Cura? He says, yeah, there's a band called The Cure. I said, but that's an acid rock band. You know, I said, that's a hardcore band. He said, well, we're a hardcore conjunto. And I said, no, La Cura's no good, bro. I said, plus that sounds like we're a whole bunch of tecatos. Right. What is that? So, you know, we decided, okay, we're not going to name it La Cura, you know. And then one of the guys, Leonel, says, how about it, Impulso? You know, I said, Impulso, well, that's pretty good. I like Impulso. You know, we all decided we're going to name it Impulso. And then one of the guys said, no, there's already a band called Impulso. I said, they must not be popular because I don't know that band. You know, so we said, okay, we'll figure it out later. You know, and so I started getting gigs. We started getting gigs under the name of Impulso, you know, and then we got a letter in the mail to cease and desist of using that name, you know, because that's a registered name. I said, oh, pura madre. So we did. So we're back to El Conjunto de Julián, you know. And then I woke up one night and I said, if we're going to do anything and I'm going to be part of this, we're going to have to make it a catchy name. I said, I know that not only want to play for the Hispanics, I want to play for all the crowd in general.
Right.
You know, and everybody around the world, no matter where you go, Japan, you know, all over Europe, even in Africa, everybody knows Texas.
Yeah.
Texas is a Cowboys, you know. And so Texas is very, you know, famous around, a very popular name around the world. So I knew I had to have Texas or Texas or something, you know. And then we all went to go perform one day, and we all were wearing Wrangler jeans. And me being the drummer, when all I got to see was the men in front of me playing. Right. And they all had Wrangler jeans. And I go, okay. So on the break, I tell the guys, I said, all right, I got a name for the band. They said, what? And I said, Los Texas Wranglers. And everybody says, wow, that's kind of catchy. So in the second half, you know, people wanted to know who, you know, the name of the band, and we started saying Los Texas Wranglers. And we didn't have business cards or anything like that, so we started putting our names on napkins. We, you know, we were at a restaurant, and we took all the napkins out of the dispenser, and we had the wives put Los Texas Wranglers at my phone number, Los Texas. So it's the our first business cards were, you know, we had like 200 napkins with Los Texas Wranglers on it. So that's how we got started, and the name has stayed Los Texas Wranglers ever since, and it's been over 13 years.
And who was that first lineup of those Texas Wranglers?
By that time, Amador was already the lead singer. Roberto had gone to Christian music.
Oh, okay.
And Lionel, his daughter, was having a bout with cancer in Edinburgh. So we had to get another accordion player, and that's when I acquired one of the greatest accordion players, you know, here in Central Texas, and a very great guy, Sonny Trujillo.
Oh yes.
You know, he plays all kinds of styles. You know, when it comes down to hardcore conjunto, he's down and dirty with it. When it comes down to blues, I mean, he makes it sound like you know, it's blues, you know.
Right. And
our country CD, you know, he did an exceptional job. I mean, we got Country Band of the Year at the Austin Music Awards.
Wow.
Due to a lot of that Sonny had to do with
right.
it, which we beat out Willie Nelson, Del Watts, and Asleep at the Wheel. And we were the first Hispanics to win that.
Amazing.
2 years ago.
That's great.
You know,
man.
And that's how fantastic this accordion player is. You know, a lot of people don't know that much about him, but he's not one person to stand out. He's never been about that.
Right.
You know, he's been always about his art.
And,
you know,
and he's played with some amazing bands, Shaggy.
Shaggy, Leonard Davila,
Street People.
Ruben Ramos, and the Mexican Revolution with Alfonso Ramos.
Even Rubores.
Isidro Lopez out of Corpus. He's played with the greats, man.
That's right.
And I'm very fortunate to have had him for over 12 years in this band.
And how many? Because I know you've gone back and forth from having a female singer in the band. How many past female singers have you had?
We started off with a 15-year-old young lady, a very exceptional young lady, as most all of the young ladies that's been in my band, Monica Garcia. She won at the age of 15. At the South Texas Conjunto Association's Music Award, she won Best New Female Accordionist.
Wow.
And she played the accordion with us, and she sang with us. It was a great part of the show. And she finished her school and decided to go to college. And, you know, that's when she separated from the band. And she continues to stay, you know, in contact with us.
Great.
A very wonderful young lady. She's a teacher at Del Valle High School.
Wow.
Here in Austin, Texas, and we love her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we do all the girls that's been
right.
with the band and still are, you know. The other one has been the La Güera de San Antonio. Joyce Adams. She's bilingual. And she sings a lot of great conjunto music, man. But her forte has been country.
Right.
You know, she does a lot of the Patsy Cline, the Loretta Lynn, the old greats, the old
amazing,
standards.
Yeah.
When Adios Goodbye CD, the CD before this one,
right.
She sang all the songs, and they were all originals, except three. On that CD, and Joyce did an exceptional job on that, you know. And we had Nikki Lopez. She's now with Cañonazo, and she still does shows with us. Whenever we do a rodeo or a big concert, we always invite her to come in and do some songs with us. She does a lot of the conjunto style of Jenny Rivera.
Oh,
You know, Jenny Rivera, you know, has some great songs, but most of her music is in banda. What we did a whole album with Nikki and did a lot of, most of the songs were Jenny Rivera songs, but we changed it to Tejano Conjunto. You know.
And right now, currently?
We still have Joyce, and we have Rocio Valdez. She's from Saltillo, Coahuila. She's an exceptional young lady. She loves conjunto music, man. She loves the traditional conjunto music. She loves Linda Escobar, Lydia Mendoza.
People don't seem to realize that a lot of people from Mexico love.
Oh yeah.
Tejano and conjunto music.
She loves Irene y Fidel. Also el dueto Catablanca.
Wow.
You know, how can you go wrong with liking that kind of music and then, you know, being from Mexico and wanting to be in that kind of music? So it worked out really good for us. You know, so now we have...
And the current members are more or less the same?
The band members, they've been the same all the way through. We have Sonny on the accordion, Amador Salazar from Edinburgh, Texas, on the vocals. He started off with me. Junior Sandoval, from the Familia Sandoval, Conjunto Sandoval, a legendary conjunto back in the La Calle Seis time.
Right.
On the Baja Sexto, myself on the drums, and then my ace in the hole is Mr. Tim Torres on the saxophone. He does all my romantic boleros, and he's an exceptional man. He's 73 years old and still blowing the horn and singing those romantic boleros for us.
And in other instruments, I know you're a drummer. Mm-hmm. You dabble in anything else ever?
Yes, I write a lot of music, and I started them off on keyboards, on the piano.
Gotcha.
I present my music to my band members either by keyboard, the lyrical, or I write it down on script, like the horn parts and stuff like that. I put it down on paper and they read right off of it.
Orale.
You know, so I am what they call an educated musician. See, now I learned how to write script from my grandfather.
That's great.
And then
man.
When I went to high school, and then I went when I was at the University of Texas.
All right, we're getting a real good history lesson here from Julian Fernandez from Los Texas Wranglers. Go to take another break, playing the music of Los Texas Wranglers. We'll be right back, Rancho Alegre Radio.
Cuando me vaya para el baño, que se acuerde la hora de mí.
We're back here on Rancho Alegre Radio here with Julian Fernandez of Los Texas Wranglers, Austin's premier conjunto. And question of experiences in the form of envidia. You run into some envidias, man. I see you smiling here, so I know there's a story coming.
As with all the musicians out there and bands, we've had our share of punched tires, people riding on our trailers. Actually, people trying to tear our speakers apart.
Really?
And it was, I don't know if it was envidia, but it was more of a hate, you know, type of thing. We would, we're one of the very few bands that can walk in and play to an English crowd, an all-American, you know, we call them gringos.
Right.
And so we can do a gringo crowd, we can do a country crowd, we can do a blues crowd, and we can do the conjunto, the Tejano. The band, Los Texas Wranglers, were a chameleon of music.
Right.
You know, we do what it takes to satisfy the crowd. You know, we know how to read our music. We have over 150 years experience combined with the band. So we know how to read a crowd. A lot of the hate that we've had was we were in Memphis, Tennessee. And over there, the majority is black and white in Memphis. Well, we were parked at a hotel downtown Memphis, and we were parked, you know, in the garage, and we didn't think anything of it. And, you know, my van, if you know my van, anybody knows my van, we have Los Texas Wranglers all over the front of the windshield,
right?
You know, on the top windows, and it also says on the back, iconjunto.com, on the back window. Well, I guess people didn't like, you know, Mexicans going into their town, you know, and especially at the hotel that we were staying at, because we're staying at the hotel that Elvis Presley used to have all his guests, and Elvis used to spend a lot of nights there with a lot of guests, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I don't think they appreciated Mexicans staying there, you know, and that's when we had all of our tires punched out.
Oh, amazing.
You know, and also the publicity in that town at that time was we were the first Hispanic, first Tejanos, first conjunto to ever play at the Levitt Shell at Overton Park. The Levitt Shell is very famous for many things, but most of all, it's known for that is the birthplace of rock and roll. Elvis Presley played his first rock and roll song in January 3rd, 1954 it was called the Overton Shell at Overton Park. And the first song that he introduced to the world was That's All Right, Mama. That was the first rock and roll song ever to be sung in the history of rock and roll. We were very honored to be asked to perform there.
Right.
And that was the first place that Jerry Garcia and the Grateful Dead, that was the first place that they played east of the Mississippi.
Wow.
You know, they knew that they had to stop there if they were going to make it, in the rest of the country.
Right.
You know, so with that being said, as being there, there was we had a lot of the Mexican population come out to the concert because they love, of course, the conjunto music.
Right.
And we did a lot of country. We did a lot of conjunto. We did some blues. Obviously, some people weren't happy with us going out there.
Right.
And that was one of the nights that they had the most people there.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
And well, there's really nothing there for the Hispanic people to go on. So they heard Los Texas Wranglers going to be there, and not so much Los Texas Wranglers. It was they heard Mexican music was going to be played there.
Right.
But
right.
So it's the we put on a great show. Nikki did a fantastic show. Joyce just knocked them out. We were all happy. You know, we were in cloud nine because we were sitting in the same green room that Elvis Presley, Patsy Cline, Hank Williams Sr. We were in the same room that they were in, the same dressing room, the big cedar pole that was on there, you know, that they carved their name on.
Right.
We got to carve our name on that too.
Awesome.
You know, so it was just a very overwhelming experience.
That's funny because I'm going to let a cat out of the band. One of the future projects that I have is that I would like a conjunto album done by various groups recorded at Sun Studio.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I'm trying to find the way to get that funded and, of course, expect the phone call from me since y'all been down there before.
And my wife, it's funny you say that. She wants us to go back to Memphis because they've invited us back.
Awesome.
You know, we were there 3 years ago. They've invited us back, but she wants us to go do 3 or 4 songs in the Sun Studio.
That would be great.
I'm thinking very seriously about that. You know, I need to talk to my manager, Ryan Rader, and see if we can do that.
That would be amazing. You know, that would be so big.
That would be so awesome.
Oh, yeah.
You know, having some conjunto music out of Sun.
I know, right?
and this time they won't punch my tires. They'll blow up the van.
And talking about back on the envy kind of question, I've heard from everybody that I talk to about the Texas Wranglers. You know, it always comes up. You know, Julian is good. He'll lend us his sound system. You know, he's not one of these stingy guys.
Right.
Do you ever run into bands that are stingy with their equipment? Don't want you to.
Oh yeah, you get that with just about all the bands, or else they'll. My biggest thing is. When we go perform with another band, the drummer wants to charge me for the drum set that's already up there.
Wow.
You know, and we did a show on 6th Street at the Pecan Street Festival. And not Los Texas Wranglers, but I went to go help out a legend in the Tejano music. It's Cowboy Donley, Manuel Donley.
Oh, yeah.
I went to go help him out to do a concert out there. And the sound system was provided. Everything was provided. And even the drums were provided. But we were just coming back from Mount Pleasant, Texas. We did the Titus County Fair that Saturday. We were coming in on Sunday. And when Cowboy Donnie calls me and I tell him, well, you know, we're all in the van, but we don't have any equipment. You know, us the... And my equipment is at the studio. And he says, no, they have everything here. Just come on down. You know, do you have your sticks? I say, oh, yeah. I always make it a point to carry drumsticks because most of the times when we stop, either we give away drumsticks, autographed drumsticks, or the little Texas flag with an autograph on there, or a CD, you know, whenever we're going to truck stops and stuff like that. That's just what we do.
Right.
But I told him, yeah, I have some drumsticks. So, you know, he said, well, come on down and question number one for me was as to how much are y'all going to pay me?
Right.
You know, and so that was discussed and you know, I was very pleased with the pay that they were offering. But we got to the stage the sound engineers, they were taking down the drums. They were moving, not taking them down, they were moving them aside. And, you know, I go up to them and I said, well, can I use the drums? And they said, well, the note that we have here is that this is going to be an acoustic scene, you know, the performance. And I tell them, no, this is, they have keyboards and bass guitar, electric bass, electric guitar, and of course, definitely the keyboard, the horn section and the whole thing. You know, Manuel Donley went all out, had the whole orchestra.
Right.
When I was to, and the guy says, no, you know, well, the drums aren't included and not in this set. You know, so I said, well, what will it take for me to use your drums? And man, I don't have a drum kit here, you know. I said, I just came in from out of town. And he says, well, I'll charge you $100 for a 30-minute performance.
Wow.
And I go, all righty, well, I guess unfortunately I'm not going to be able to perform today. You know, I told Manuel Donnelly, you know, I told him, hey, cowboy, you know, this guy's charging me $100, man, you know, to use his drums. He said, no, the sound is supposed to be provided, you know, with a backline and everything. I said, well, that's what I told the gentleman. He says that this was going to be an acoustic. He said, no, no, no. And so Cowboy and his son go talk to this gentleman. The guy was very adamant. He wanted $100. Well, the Cowboy put up $50, and the guy that hired Cowboy, he put up the other $50. You know, so, you know, we performed, and I got to use the drums.
Wow.
But there's been other times when we've performed with a couple of the Tejano bands, you know, Conjunto bands, I don't find this a problem, never with Conjunto bands.
Right.
You know, they can use my drums, I can use theirs, and, you know, we have that brotherhood amongst the drummers. Bueno, and with the Tejanos, the Tejano bands, they don't want you to get near their equipment. You know, but whenever we play with Los Texas Wranglers play with a Tejano band, and when my equipment is up there, they use all of my stuff.
Amazing.
You know, and that's the only problem that I've seen as far as that's concerned.
Right.
Was just the way they do that equipment.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I don't have a problem with that. You know, it's just that it just doesn't seem right. You know,
right,
I can see if I was a hard rocker and that I beat the hell out of the drums. I don't play that way.
Right.
Because if your drums are mic, why are you going to beat the hell out of them?
You know,
let the PA do the work for you.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, so huh? That's what I find out a lot. You know, and some even some bands that they don't want you to use certain mics. You know, I guess, you know, that's their favorite mic, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, well, what I do is whenever people use our equipment, it's always disinfect the microphones with some Lysol. Just put a little spray on it, you know, and that's good.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, there is that fear of passing, you know, the flu or
right,
a cough
right,
or,
right.
you know, stuff like that, you know, and it's not that big, you know, amongst the conjuntos, you know, but in the Tejano, I find that happens a lot.
Right.
You know, the only one that I never had a problem with their equipment has been when we played with Roberto Pulido, when we played with Selena back in the day.
Right.
As the Little Joe, Ruben Ramos, you know, those type of bands. Bien cariñosos, bien hermosos,
right.
you know.
Right.
I'm glad that, you know, they're not only friends of ours, but, you know, they hold us up to a standard that they live to. You know,
right.
they never look down to us.
Right, right. Well, let's go ahead and take another break here with more music from the Texas Wranglers here on Rancho Alegre Radio.
Te llevas mi vida. Mira cómo hieres la diestra y siniestra. Por ser como eres, te llaman la flecha. Todas estas noches te he estado soñando. Eras una flecha y me estabas matando. Yo sentí mi pecho como te clavabas y cómo sangraba. A mi corazón, flecha envenenada, salte de mi alma. No sé cómo puedes estar satisfecha, si eres una flecha en mi corazón. Flecha envenenada, salte de mi alma. No sé cómo puedes estar satisfecha, si eres una flecha en mi corazón. Mira, mira, te llevas mi vida. Mira cómo hieres la diestra y siniestra. Por ser como eres, te llaman la flecha. Todas estas noches te he estado soñando, que eras una flecha y me estabas matando. Y yo sentí mi pecho como te clavaba y como sangraba a mi corazón. Flecha envenenada, salte de mi alma. No sé cómo puedes estar satisfecha, si eres una flecha en mi corazón. Flecha envenenada, no sé cómo puedes estar satisfecha, si eres una flecha en mi corazón.
We're back here with Julian Fernandez here of the Texas Wranglers. Julian, how would I put it? Land map lines. When we first started our Rancho Alegre Conjunto Festival, you told me that it's very seldom that bands leave their safety territory. In other words, Valle bands stay in the Valle, you know, and stuff like that. And unless you reach superstardom, you know, you go everywhere, of course.
Right.
Like Jaime Los Chamacos, Los Gilbertos, you know.
Right.
Why is that? Why do you have Houston bands that want to stay in Houston, you know, invited? Do they not want to take a chance? Or
it's not so much take a chance, bro. It's a comfort zone, you know. For them, people are used to going to certain saloons, certain nightclubs, and finding their favorite conjunto there.
Right.
You know, their favorite local conjuntos there. As here in Austin, you know, there's other than the Moose, there's really nowhere to perform.
Right.
There's one place at Los Pinkies they play at.
Oh, the White Horse.
The White Horse.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very nice place, but, you know, out of respect for Bradley and Isidro and
Chon,
I don't go and try to step on their feet.
Right.
Because that's not the type of person I am.
Right.
You know, they've got a good thing going over there, and that's fine. You know, and hence, there's not enough places here in Austin.
Right. And you've told me before that you don't like playing clubs if you try not to. And you'd rather do like Moose, the family, you know, family oriented.
Yeah, my band, Los Texas Wranglers, are all about playing dance halls and playing the larger venues.
Right.
You know, it's the not que I'm chingón or anything like that.
Right.
It's just that my musicians, I'm the youngest one in the band other than the girls. I promised them and their wives that I would never put them in harm's way. And my experience playing with other bands, you know, playing the nightclub scenes, you know, playing those little club areas, what they call congales and stuff like that.
Right.
I wouldn't do that to my musicians,
right,
in this time.
Right.
You know, simply because, you know, we're old. We can't run that fast.
Right.
You
right.
know, well, see, hay peligro, you can't go that fast. So it's the
and clubs that, clubs is a young man's game.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, yeah.
And it you is know, dangerous.
And I don't do that to wouldn't do that for my musicians. I promised them when we got this thing going and we were on the road. We, you know, it's the I keep a very low key as to where I perform, as to simply for retributions from other bands and the local folks.
Right.
You know, it's the. There's I only put on my website places that I know that I'm comfortable putting on the web on the my internet as the because there's a lot of places that I go that I really don't want to publicize as the simply because I don't want to go back into a town like I did in Memphis, you know, and I put right. it all over the internet right. and all kinds of, and I don't know if that was part of the factor, you know, nomás evito. You know,
right, that's right. That's right.
That's just the way I've been, you know, with this band, with Los Texas Wranglers. I respect my musicians. I love them all. And I love their families. You know, we're a close-knit band, you know. So with that being said, you know, I leave the nightclubs to the young guys.
Right. You know? And you mentioned your website. What is that website? So everyone
it's iConjunto, the letter I, mm-hmm. just like iPhone, iMac, iConjunto. Right. You know, it's iConjunto.com. And it's a very friendly site.
Awesome.
It's very plain. I didn't hire nobody to do a master website. It's just, you know, simple stuff that you can read a little bit on the band.
I will say that you are one of the few Conjunto bands that have embraced technology and embraced promotion. You do your own posters. You do yeah. your own CDs. I mean,
yeah.
fregado, I mean, yeah. you're a one-man production company here.
Yeah, we try to keep it all in-house. As the my publisher and manager, he handles all the big stuff. He handles and what I call the gringo contracts.
Right.
You know, he handles all the fairs and the casinos and all that stuff. Is that and I handle my raza.
Right.
You know, I handle my San Antonio gigs, you know, we will go play at Pan Am Plaza, you know, where the flea market is. One side it's a very nice dance hall. It holds around 1,000 people there.
Right.
You know,
right.
Mr. Salazar, very gracious person, you know, he's very very humble, and we play over there at least 2-3 times a year.
Right.
In February, for the last 8 years, we played the San Antonio Rodeo. We've been the only conjunto
right.
to go into the San Antonio Rodeo, we do 3 shows a year there.
Yeah.
You know, we're very happy with that. We do the International Texas Folklife Festival in San
right,
Antonio.
Right.
And we're, I think, one of 3 Hispanic bands. We're the only conjunto. And then the other one is a blues rocking band. And I don't know what that other one is, but it's not Tejano, but they're a Hispanic band.
Okay.
And we've been doing that for the last 4 years.
And awards, man. I know you have gotten awards left and right. You know, could you mention some?
Yeah, I really don't like to talk about it. But since you and Piper are here, I confide in you. No, like I said, we're our band is a retired band. You know, we're the only retired band out there that, for some reason, are still playing every weekend. You know, I never say no to the gigs, and a thing that leads to a lot of our awards is that I'm in the public eye. The band is in the public eye a lot. We do the American Cancer Society, we do the American Diabetes, we do the Chewy's Day Parade for Children.
Wow.
You know, which there's 100,000 people, you know,
right.
that attend that. We do the Zilker Park, the concert at Zilker Park. We do a lot of the Parks and Recreation concerts. So we're out there quite a bit. and not for anything other than to help out the community.
Right.
You know, we do the Austin Community College, concerts, University of Texas. We do the Cinco de Mayo festivals también. The LULACs. We do the LULACs right. también. So we got a lot of fama through the Hispanic and the Anglo.
Right.
And also the Black community, mm-hmm. which brings us back to the awards. Austin for the last 30 years, they've had what is called the South by Southwest.
Oh, yes.
They have the three types. They have the electronics, whatever they call the web stuff. Then they have the music, and then they have the film fest. And we've been one of the very few Tejano bands or conjuntos to perform there. And with that being said, during that same time, Austin puts on an award show. Being that Austin is the live music capital of the world.
Right.
There's definitely a lot of bands here. They do that award every year. And for the last, 8 years, we've won one award or two awards a year, and we're just glad that we're in it with people like Willie Nelson, Asleep at the Wheel,
right,
Del
right.
Castillo, Fantasma, Del Watson, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jimmy Vaughan, Luann Barton. We're talking about megastars,
right? Right.
Loud Love It, we've rubbed shoulders with these guys, every year.
Right.
We're always in the VIP area, and we've won Best Latin Traditional Band, I believe, 6 times. We won Best Country Band 2 years ago. I've won Best Drummer in Austin.
Awesome.
2 years in a row. First Hispanic to ever do that. First conjunto drummer to do that, to beat out all these rock and roll drummers,
right.
All these young guys. They're badass drummers, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got best drummer, but, like I said, okay, I'm not the best. I just got more votes.
Right.
Sonny Trujillo won best accordionist. First Hispanic to ever win that in 30 years,
That's
man.
That's amazing.
And you have monster musicians out there like Joel Guzman, that are always up there. Sonny to win it really meant more to me than me winning the best drummer.
Right.
Drummers they always have, accordion players they hardly ever have
that
award. Especially for the South by Southwest Austin Music Awards. And we're very pleased with that. We've been inducted into the South Texas Conjunto Association. Into their Hall of Fame.
Wow.
In 2006, we were inducted, in the South Texas Conjunto Hall of Fame. We were inducted into the Texas Music Museum in Austin, Texas. We've been inducted to the Austin History Center. That was a big accomplishment to us.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow. And you guys, one thing I've noticed about your shows is that y'all acknowledge fans. You will shake hands until the last person leaves. You have a lot of bands that don't do that no more. They pick up their stuff and split.
Yeah.
You guys will sit and have a solo or have a Frito pie with somebody.
Yeah, exactly. judging by my weight, I eat plenty of Frito pies. That's one thing that my band members, I have always encouraged them. And it wasn't something hard. We thank all of our fans that come out. Whether they like us or not, we're at the door as they're leaving.
Right.
Or we greet them when they're coming in. And we shake their hand and we try to get their names. And we acknowledge, everybody that comes in, people that we know, people that we don't know. We have a thing that if anybody's celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, we usually get the birthday person to come into the middle of the dance floor, and I'll get the whole crowd to make a big circle, and we sing Las Mañanitas and happy birthday to them, and they just feel very touched about that.
Definitely,
you know, because how many people out there, you know, your listeners, how many times has a band ever come and did a Las Mañanitas just for you?
Yeah,
you know,
it's unheard of, and it's
a good feeling. It's even a good feeling for us that we do it, because we see the little sparkle in their eyes, the tears in their eyes, you know, and to get sung Las Mañanitas by a band and your friends, it's una cosa tremenda.
Oh, definitely.
You know, it's a big showing of love, man.
Definitely. Okay, let's go ahead and showcase some more music from the Texas Wranglers, something from the new CD también, and we'll be right back. Rancho Alegre Radio.
You see, not just any star, a country music star. When I turned 16, I decided to hit the road. Hooked up with some cowboys on my way to becoming a star. Honky tonks and festivals. Now I know it's hard, 'cause you've got to pay your dues. Sing my country music, it's all I wanna do. That's when we had a blowout. I realized it was a dream. Well, I never became that star. My dreams never came true. I guess I'll keep on dreaming and sing my country music too. Now I know it's hard, 'cause you've got to pay your dues. Sing my country music, it's all I wanna do. Sing my country music, it's all I wanna do. Quisiera ya saber cuándo vas a ser mi amor. Lucerito, lucerito, yo contigo quiero estar. Yo quiero
Okay, amigos, be sure to check out part two of the interview with the Los Texas Wranglers with Julian Fernandez. Hope you're enjoying it, and keep on listening.